Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the June 7th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, Year A. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Remember how for 40 years now, the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert so as to test you by affliction and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments. He therefore let you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your ancestors, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert, with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock, and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your ancestors." The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, y'all. This Old Testament reading tells of manna, a bread come down from heaven, a precursor to the coming of Christ in the Eucharist. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? In this proclamation to the Israelites, Moses recounts the chosen people's 40 years of wandering in the desert, how they were tested by affliction, and how God provided for them. Moses wants the Israelites to learn reliance on God, so they never assume their prosperity comes from their own hands. It's a moment of remembrance to serve as a safeguard against infidelity. Some historical background might be interesting. Traditionally, Moses was thought to be the author of Deuteronomy, but modern biblical scholars believe it to have been written over several centuries, starting in the 8th century BC and possibly extending to the exile in the 6th century BC. What do you learn from this reading? We begin, "Moses said to the people, remember how for 40 years now, the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction, and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments." The 40 years of wandering represents testing, purification, and preparation. This parallels our 40 days of Lent. Once Moses begins speaking, use a conversational style, yet remember this is a proclamation. Moses is announcing to a vast crowd, so project your voice, but stand far enough from the microphone that you don't break anyone's eardrums. Use a reflective tone of voice for, "and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments." Emphasize remember, Lord, God, all, and test. Insert small pauses after now and affliction. Read, "and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments," straight through without any pauses. Next we have, "he therefore let you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your ancestors, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord." Manna is described as being white, resembling coriander seed, and tasting like wafers made with honey. See Exodus 16:31. The Israelites would grind it in a mill or crush it with a pestle and cook the result into pancakes. See Numbers 11:8. Okay, out of the kitchen and back to work. Deuteronomy 8:3 from our reading is quoted by Jesus when Satan tempts him. Recall Jesus fasted in the desert for 40 days before Satan approached him. This is another tie-in to our Lent and the 40 years of wandering by the Israelites. Appropriately, this sequence from Matthew 4:4 is read on the first Sunday of Lent, year A, and the same events from Luke 4:4 are recounted the first Sunday of Lent, year C. Stress, afflicted, hunger, fed you, manna, unknown, not, every word, and forth. Read, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, straight through, with no pauses. Insert a small pause after every word. Next is, do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert, with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock, and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your ancestors. This is a very long sentence, so I'm going to recast it with numerical signposts to clarify its structure. So the main command is, do not forget the Lord your God. 1. Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. 2. Who guided you through the vast and terrible desert, with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground. 3. Who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock. And 4. Fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your ancestors. Use a sour demeanor when you read, that place of slavery, and again, with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground. Then shift to a caring and generous one for the balance of the sentence. Highlight, do not forget, Lord, God, place, slavery, vast, terrible, serpents, scorpions, parched, waterless, water, fed, desert, manna, and unknown. Insert small pauses after desert and rock. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.